no problem with saying this book is written because it's a story, and a story should be written in a way that could be read in different levels of understanding. The simplest message of the story should be something to be kept in mind, to just be heard. That's what this story is. Sort of entertainment. And I said, in childhood, I heard all these stories. Deeper you know, deeper it goes the meaning. Don't think that because of Nicholson you will see these words. No, the point is that in English translation the other meanings are forgotten, are gone. For Iranians, when I bring it out, they say, oh yes. اتفاق و متفق, yes, we understand. خواص, we know what خواص is. So, it's easier for them. For you, it's a little bit more difficult. I bring the meaning of this word, somehow add it or keep it in mind. Let's start from the beginning. The words that are very important are could not be translated. First was this اتفاقان, and this خواص means this chance that the day rode with his quarters in the chase doesn't give the meaning. Exactly as Shahrah will not give you any meaning. You say to any Iranian, what is Shahrah? They will tell you the highway. But it is kingway. Shah is the king. Remember, بود شاهی در زمانی. That king, the way of the king he means, not the highway. In his time, king's way. But not king's way, king way. It's different. Because we're talking about the king and in his way, which is hunt. Because later will be explained why we are the hunter of the meaning here. We came here for this hunt. We came here to understand why we are here. That's the amazing task we have. So, then it goes to another word. He said, because the bird in this cage was alive, he gave money. Here, I don't find money. Here is mal. Mal means belonging, whatever you have, not only the money. داد ما رو آن کنیزک را خرید. Then after he had bought her and won to his desire. Won to his desire is like a paraphernalia, something like that. It's very bizarre because the Persian one is barkhordar. And barkhordar is a very complicated, old, archaic Persian word. Bar at the beginning means the fruit. Barkhordar means to have, to eat, to use the fruit. With the cause and effect, you gain something, that thing has a fruit for you. When he had that fruit, when he had the benefit of intelligence, used it and got all the benefits, the consequence is that handmaiden becomes sick. The consequence here is translated by divine destiny. That's the problem. Destiny, qaza. Who translates qaza to destiny? You tell me.
Qazar, what's the
word?
Qada.
Qada. Qada. Of what? Of. Qada. Is it destiny?
It's judgment.
It's judgment is consequence. Iqtiza, muqtazi, right? Is the consequence. But religious people, they have created this destiny and that thing that will happen no matter what you do, which I don't know what we're talking about that. If there is something that no matter what I do it happens, I don't give a damn about that. Because I don't have a role in that. And what's the use of telling me that? If you're instructing something to me, I have to make a change. And qaza is consequence. The Persian word for it is payamab. Means what comes after, which is consequence. And always it should be translated like that. Because Rumi plays with this word a lot. And if you put the destiny there, you lose all the explanation he's giving to you. This word, I'm certain I fight for it. Because I had some religious teacher, and they believed in divine destiny. And I always argue, if my future is written, what the hell am I worried about? It didn't happen. They go to Muhammad and they pose him this question. They say, in your book, there is this Jafal Qalam. What it means? Jafal Qalam means the pen dried out. Means the God picked up the pen, wrote something, and left the pen to dry out. The pen is dry. No more orders will be written by God. They interpreted it in the way that the future is fixed and they go to Muhammad and they have all rights to go. Because if the future is fixed by God, what is the job of a prophet? He's coming to tell me to do nonsense, useless stuff. This is my duty. They go to him. Imagine what his answer. He said, of course. The pen is dried. After writing down that good and bad are not equal, honesty and trickery are not equal, and all these master sentences that we all know and we are living by, these are fixed. Yes, the main order of happenings is fixed. Whatever you do, there is a consequence. This is written. But it's not written what you will do. Because if it is written, you are not responsible, as I told you last time, and I will repeat every time I remember, if there is no responsibility, what argument you bring in to eliminate responsibility, I rest my case, I close the argument, I give up. Because we are talking about responsibility. We are talking about the duty. We are talking about trying to do the best. If the future is fixed, that comes from a very silly argument. The silly argument is like this. Somebody will pose this philosophic riddle that God knows everything, right? And nobody dares to say no.
No.
Nobody dares. So they say yes. Okay, so God knows tomorrow. And you should say yes. God knows what will happen tomorrow. And you will say yes. You don't know that by this, you made a linear future for God. As if tomorrow, today exists for God. And you humanized God to a human being in the linear time, and you're talking about tomorrow, and if the answer is yes, you will go to him and ask for what? The winning number of lottery. The future is not written. Doesn't need to be written. The rules are written down. Whatever you do has a consequence. There is even butterfly effect. So, you could be very important, because if you are the first fellow who create some way of cheating that goes on and on and on, you are guilty in all of that. That way, even in the future, you are responsible. It's something like that. But here, that divine destiny is very... And before I forget, please, when you read it, skip the parentheses. The parentheses doesn't belong to Rumi. Whatever comes in these forms like this, bracket, these are added by Nicholson for for some explanation, and mainly it has religious tendency. He's dictated to him somehow. When you're reading it in a class, skip that. Have it in mind, everybody has the book. If that gives you an extra explanation, good for you. But I don't want to read it for you. Bothers me a lot because I know the source. And I suffered from that source. Then he goes to give you a parable. In the parable, there was a mistranslation. He said, a certain man on Yeki, that fellow, on Yeki Khargosh Paranash Nabud, the certain man had an ass but no saddle. This is a parable, right? He will repeat the parable in another way. Why should one repeat? The first one will not do it exactly, but it's very easy to understand. The second one carries the deep meaning, right? That's how you put two parables, one after another. The first one is the guy who had an ass, but not a saddle. When he found the saddle, the wolf ate the ass. Okay, that was understandable. A very silly accident, right? With this parable, you should say, what a poor fellow. He tried too much, but at the end didn't work. Like the people who, at the old age, they nag always about this, that, listen, I worked my entire life to prepare this comfort, and now that I'm going to enjoy it, I'm getting sick, I'm having cancer, I'm going to die.